everyone, and welcome to Stupid Buddies number 2, where we get super stoned and educate you guys on some stuff, and yeah, but we have a special surprise in our second segment today. But you'll have to find that out after our first segment, which is, how is ice cream made? Yay! So if you want to know how ice cream is made, keep on listening. If I already sound like I'm vibing, it's because of this Delta 8.
Oh, man.
Like, I am already cooling. So, are we on pause?
No.
Nope. We're gonna keep going?
Yep.
Alright, so, let's find out how ice cream is made.
So, this video is called How It's Actually Made Ice Cream by Hug Bees on YouTube. Check this out.
To make ice cream treats, you first have to make the ice cream.
I didn't know that.
Obviously. It all begins with liquid ice. The factory stores it in refrigerated silos set just a few degrees above freezing. The silos feed a high-speed mixer, which combines the ice with its other primary ingredient, dried cream. The only other ingredient is sugar. This much sugar is the amount used for just one ice cream.
Get some more tobacco.
After about 3 minutes of mixing, this batch has been deemed a failure and is sealed away for eternity, protecting all of mankind. This worker here has a death wish. Successful batches of ice cream are heated and stirred to kill bacteria until they become roughly 70% sanitized, indicating they're now fit for human consumption. Concentrated vanilla flavoring is added. The concoction is chilled, whipped for about 15 seconds, and the finished product is lovingly dumped onto our big metal slab because our production crew was too...
So that's why it looks all yellow.
Yeah.
Stupid to remember to get a bowl.
Oh, wow. That's how you feel?
Ice cream sandwich wafers are made out of chocolate cake. Meant to be an edible stand-in for playing cards. Thanks to this design, the ice cream is placed between wafers using a shuffling machine, which, once decommissioned, will be integrated into the back room.
So it's literally like this machine that's like sliding two little chocolate things down and squishing the ice cream like it's already in the shape. Like
any Las Vegas.
Yeah. They're making these bad boys all day, every day, like every second. Like it's nothing.
And I could just easy for them.
I could just eat all of those.
The sandwiches move on.
Those look good too.
Those look so fucking delicious. You ever like remember like in elementary school where they'd be giving out ice cream sandwiches? I'm like, which one do you want? Strawberry, you want chocolate, vanilla, Neapolitan?
I would get the all three flavored one.
Me too. I was like, it's the best. It's,
because you're getting all three flavors. It's like bomb. It's so good. Yeah, those were like probably my favorite treats as a kid that were like ice cream related. And you know those like strawberry like cheesecake like ice cream bar things on the stick?
I love those
with
too.
The crumble.
Yep.
Yeah, I used to love those too.
Same.
The chocolate ones. Yeah, the chocolate ones were bomb too. So like those and then the ice cream like bars were just, I don't know.
You see how quickly it's wrapping them?
Yeah, finally, the machine does it pretty fast.
You may be surprised to hear this, but the ice cream sandwiches
ones?
Are loaded into boxes.
I don't know.
And if you push them all in the box, like, they do not need a human to do this job at all.
Nope. As long as the machines are working properly, they don't need a human to
A feeder drops pre-wrapped sugar cones into a holder on a conveyor belt.
I like the cones too.
Yeah.
The cone treats.
Yeah, they
squirt the chocolate. Hot grease is added to the inside of the cone to help lubricate the ice cream once it makes it to the entrance.
Look at that.
Next, nozzles squirt out the ice cream. Half the production line receives chocolate ice cream, and the other half receives Elmer's glue. Part of the fun is finding out which flavor you get. Now for the most arousing part of the production line, an injection
Why
of
do you have
hot
to use
liquid
that word?
Caramel. I stand corrected. The actual most arousing part of the production is the chocolate-flavored liquid topping squirter.
And then he said it again.
He likes that word.
Then the finishing
the nuts,
touch,
right?
The mystery ingredient, sponsored by Purina.
Just adds a little to the top, like, seals it. Done. That's crazy.
Why was he talking so much shit, though, saying that shit's like Purina dog food? He was throwing hella shade.
He really was.
Like, he didn't grow up eating that ice cream.
Maybe that wasn't, like, the real people, and he was, like, an internet troll, like, people who sound like them.
Maybe. He just has one of those voices.
Because, yeah, they would never talk that much shit on there.
Not true. I mean, I don't know. I've heard some stuff.
Purina dog food.
He was like, sponsored by Purina. Secret ingredients.
Anyways, what are we puffing on today, sweets?
Some Skittles? Zookies?
Zookies. Zookies by Riverview Farms, Republic, and I'm going to be topping some of my bowls with a little bit of wax, and it is Wonka Bars by The Oz, Premium Cannabis Shatter. It's really fancy, too. I like it. It's like
a
little green
package,
envelope.
Just like it came from the wizard.
The Wizard of Oz invites you to get hoy with him at
the
National Smokeout.
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, maybe we should do that special instead.
Sure.
Which one? Hold on,
we'll
y'all.
We'll both tell one.
Okay, well, now that we finished up the first segment, which is how is ice cream made, now we're going to move on to segment two, which is...
I don't know.
Bong hits and fairy tales. And we're going to both be telling the story together. And we're going to, you know, be creating it as we go along. And I feel like it's going to be really fun. And it's going to be really funny. So, let's see how this goes.
Should I cue the music?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And then I thought you were going to do your intro where you're like, oh, welcome to Bongies and Fairy Tales.
I just can't focus with these dog farts. It is so hard to focus.
Sorry, our dog had a little bit of french fries and he's letting it rip.
His farts smell like McDonald's.
Oh, actually, well, that, but, like, the night before, he actually ate, his wet dog food, which I've been trying to get him to eat for a while, but he finally did eat, like, a fresh pack that I opened, and, it's probably that, too, mixed with that. Everything's just coming out today. You know what's funny is that his ass is in his own face and he's just like sleeping through it. Welcome.
Welcome to Bong Hits and Fairy Tales. Grab your bongs and grab your boinkies and let out your fart. Max is way ahead of you guys.
He's got his blanket. Okay.
Your kindergarten teacher. All right, everyone. Lay down. Stand it. Go to take a nap. She all tired of shit. Yes, yes, it's nap time. Put on some soft ass music and everybody got their little,
Honestly, I, my kindergarten class never took naps. Max, do not put your butt over here. Keep it that way. He's gonna put it right there.
Shit, screw that. You guys are gonna
deal with it. He put it on you.
You guys are gonna deal with my farts.
He does not care.
The just... music is serenading him.
We need to play this on the road trip.
He's like floating on a cloud right now. With his feet in his face.
That's hilarious.
Tell the story.
We're both telling the story, so anyways. Once upon a time. Sorry to clear that out real quick. There was this ogre dude, and he was like a weed farmer. And he grew like some dank ass shit, and people didn't really agree with him and his ways. Not because of the weed, it was because he was an ogre. They were hating on him and shit, because they were like human, you know, and all stuck up and shit. And, help me. You keep going.
Where'd you leave off?
The ogre grows weed. Shrek grows weed.
He grows weed. He, you know, does his daily routine. Goes outside, you know, takes a shit, sparks a dude. You know, looks at his beautiful, you know, area. You know, because he lives in a shithole, but Sam is beautiful. But in a way, it's beautiful, lives you in know. A I mean, when you think about it, it's really beautiful. Like,
yeah.
It's nature. You know, we're not exposed to nature. So to a pothead, it looks cool. So yeah, he smokes his weed, he's chilling out. And, for some reason, he was walking in the woods, and out of nowhere, this fucking ass had ran into him, and he looked at him, and here comes some knights, and they're like, "Hey, you there.
Come with us."
And they're like, and he's like, "Hell no, bro, like, no, I've seen what y'all do on TV."
And, he's like, "You guys lock up creatures like me and shit, even though we ain't bothering nobody. Weed is legal, so right. Why are y'all pressing on me?"
And y'all, I saw y'all fucking with my plants, too.
And he's like, not he, but the knights, right?
Yeah.
The knights are like, "We actually were requested to come get you because someone has a job for you." So, Shrek, of course, is interested because money is always good, right? And he's like, "All right, I'll take it. I just gotta pack up a few things." So he heads back to his place, packs up, like, what, a couple of pounds to sell and for himself, right? Some snacks, like some, what did he like? Onions? Some munchies?
Onions.
Some Funyuns.
And Hostess cakes.
Funyuns and Hostess cakes. So he packs all that up. And a couple of fruit roll-ups. And he heads out with the knights. And then they take him to, this kingdom of this ruler. Of like the whole fairy tale town area and like city and just everything, and he finds out that the ruler is actually this guy that he doesn't like because he was a politician before he became like this big ruler, and his name was Lord Bongwater. He didn't like Lord Bongwater because Lord Bongwater was a nasty guy. He was crooked.
So what happens after he finds out that it's Lord Bongwater that wants him to do this job?
He said, man, I just thought you needed some weed.
This job is bigger than me.
Literally, you said you had a job for me. I came up here, I brought the weed.
Brought all the different flavors and kinds that you could ask for. All the dank shit.
And you mean to tell me you want me to go
and rescue this girl?
A woman I don't even know. You right. don't even know.
And this woman, by the way, is supposed to be, like, the wife-to-be, but she's, like, stuck in this castle on the other side of this kingdom, and it's guarded by these, like, dragons, but these dragons aren't just, like, normal dragons. These dragons smoke dabs. So, they take, like, hot-ass dabs and then blow the smoke in your face. And hot dabs basically kill you in this story.
You can't take the smoke.
Right, so that's how they kill you. And Shrek knows... was like,
that sounds cool as fuck, so he wanted to get high.
Right, but Shrek also knows that it's dangerous because his, dabs, like, he doesn't take super hot dabs like that. So he's like, well, man, I guess maybe I should bring some backup, right? And of course, Lord Bongwater's like, yeah, we'll give you some backup. And who does he give him as backup? This fucking stoned-ass, unhelpful donkey. And this donkey. What's his name?
Ass.
You call him Ass? I was thinking maybe Doobie.
I didn't want to go off, like, the you know.
Alright, so Ass. It's Ass. And Ass is just all over the place, as we know. So, Ass goes with Shrek, and they set off to fucking, to rescue this female that's, like, guarded by, like, dab-breathing dragons. And, they're not even sure why this woman is there to begin with. So they're kind of thinking, like, maybe this bitch is crooked. And maybe that's why Lord Bongwater wants her. You know, because he's kind of a crooked guy. And maybe she's hella crooked. And maybe she has, like, hella wax stashed away. Or she tried to steal some wax from their kingdom or something.
Their sister's so high, they start getting confused about what they're supposed to do when they get there.
So now they're thinking
about killing her and shit.
Right, so now they're thinking, well, we gotta get this bitch, like... and get rid of her, right? Like, you know, we can't fucking...
Said, but we gonna get her high first.
Right. That's their plan. Does it go like that? Well, let's see what happens. While he explains what happens right before he gets to the entrance of the castle, I'm gonna take this bong hit, because it is called Bong Hits and Fairy Tales, and we haven't taken a bong hit yet during this fairy tale. So, they get up to the bridge to cross to the castle entrance, right? And what's underneath the bridge?
Lava.
It's lava.
Straight fucking lava. Like, I don't know, like, are they in a volcano? Like, what kind of shit?
And this bridge, of course, isn't sturdy or, like, stable. It's very old, too.
Because made out of hemp.
Because they don't, yeah, like hemp rope and stuff, which is very flimsy, and it's like, they don't have many visitors, so of course the bridge just, you know, went unattended and became
rained on,
very wear and tear, you know, so they're kind of scared to cross it, and Shrek is a big ogre, and, you know, Ass is, you know, he's clumsy, so he's like, I'm gonna fall, bro. I'm scared.
He's high as fuck. He's never seen anything like this.
And he eats a lot of edibles too, so he's just like freaking the fuck out. He's like, and he has like hooves, you know, so he's like, man, I can't keep my balance on this. I'm gonna fall through the cracks and die, fall in lava, you know. And Shrek, he's smoking a joint, you know, like, oh, just relax, like, it's all good.
Fire, letting the fire, like, the balls that's coming up light the joint and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives the joint to Ass and gets Ass high. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens after Ass gets high?
He gets even more paranoid.
How do they get across the bridge?
He forced them across. He's just like, bro, come on. Like, I'm done playing with you. Let's fucking go. Like, see, it's not bad. But they got across.
So they make it across. Ooh, that Wonka bar tastes so good.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. So they make it across, and then they get into the castle door. And they're making a lot of noise because they're very stoned. And then out of nowhere, here comes this big-ass dragon with all this dab smoke. So Shrek pulls out this gas mask out of his backpack. Looks like a gas mask bong. And he puts it on and he's like, let's go. Starts running with the donkey. I mean the ass. They keep saying donkey. I mean ass though. So the ass is like freaking the fuck out. And they end up finding the room where the chick is at, right? So what happens then?
You're like, okay, so we were sent here by, you know, Lord Bongwater, and she's like, Lord Bongwater? They're like, yeah, he told us to come here. And she starts snapping. She's like, oh, hell no. Man, this was a setup, bro. Like, no, this ain't going down like this. See, that's why I got the dragon.
Going down like that.
Right, so I don't know, how'd you get past the dragon and that discussion? And like, you know what, this dude said, you know, he sent me out here to get you.
And he gonna pay me, so let's go, bitch. And he grabs the bitch and he's like, let's go.
Yeah.
And she's all freaking out. He's like, yeah, shut up, whatever. You know, eventually she stops, you know, screaming and shit because it's like, you know, your throat gets tired after a while. And he wasn't doing nothing to hurt her. He was just like, I'm trying to get paid. I'm just supposed to drop you off the castle. So that's what we're gonna do.
Right, right. Because Shrek was trying to, you know, have a bigger, you know, more bigger, you know, feel.
Yep.
So,
So, they head out back to Lord Bongwater's place and, they stop, like, to rest and chill. And, Shrek accidentally walks in on her after, like, the sun goes down. And what do you know? It's what? It's who? It's her. The female. We gotta give her a name. Let's give her a name. Her name is Trina.
Trina
is actually an ogre, alright? So they're like, what the fuck? And he's like, well, she's hella bad. I like her, you know. She's cute. And he's, you know, trying to shoot his shot. And she's like, well, I'm supposed to marry Lord Bongwater. So I'll swerve. And he's like, bro, my heart's crushed. And then somehow overnight she ends up falling for him.
They smoke a joint in a moonlight or some shit.
Yeah. And then she's like, you know what? No, I want to be with the ogre because I'm already an ogre anyway. And you know, the morning comes and they're hanging out and Lord Bongwater comes out of nowhere and just snatches her up and is like, let's go. And
it was really hard being a woman back then.
Yeah.
It would just snatch you up anytime they want. Like, what the fuck?
Yes. So, you know, it's the night.
And everything's in the woods.
It's the wedding day. They're preparing for the wedding. She's upset because she wants Shrek. Shrek is upset. He wants his money and his girl.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So what happens after that?
Man, he calls him out on his fade.
He's like, all right. He shows up to the wedding. He's ready to fade.
So he beats the dude's ass, and pretty much the rest was history. She chose up.
Right.
And went with the winner.
Yep. And then they kiss, and she ends up permanently turning into an ogre. Because her true love was an ogre, and it's like reverse curse freedom type shit. And he gets his money, because, like, you know, the kingdom basically ends up becoming his, because, like, Lord Bongwater is, mm-hmm. like, you know, he ain't dead, but he's out.
You know, he got beat up.
Too.
And, you know, that's all it was.
He kind of did. He half did. Yeah, so, you know, that's pretty much what happened, and then, you know, Shrek and Trina end up getting married, and they live happily ever after, and they're rich, and have lots of money.
Rich? How do they become rich?
Because, you know, the monies and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And growing and selling weed, because they end up liking Shrek, because Shrek was, like, the hero after all, so, like, now they're buying weed from him, instead of Lord Bongwater, you know?
Maybe he was wanted for crimes or some
so
shit.
So Lord Bongwater was just ass out.
Yeah, it was like he was wanted dead or alive.
Yep. So, what happens to Ass?
He made waffles.
He made waffles.
He bought a waffle iron.
He made edible waffles.
Yeah, he learned how to make waffles for himself.
He made weed waffles.
And he started selling them to all the little fairy tale creatures.
Yep, and that's the end of our...
And then that's how they all... That's where they get the scene where he was like, I could fly.
Yep.
I could fly. Yeah, of course I could fly.
Yep, so that's where we're going to end it for the stoner version of Shrek.
Thank you, Shreko.
Thank you for joining us for Bong Hits and Fairy Tales. Let's end this with a bong hit. All right. So, we're going to wrap it up here. Yeah.
Do you want to talk pop culture, or you want to end it here?
You want to keep talking?
Do you think we should, or we should not?
Okay, so we got one more segment for you guys, which is like pop culture based. Kai is going to touch it more on that. Go ahead, sweets.
Look, there's a lot going on behind this crap.
This crap?
Yep. It's literally...
The music's crap?
No, not the music. It's just...
The drama's...
The drama is crap. Thank you. Very well put. Ooh. But,
Headshot.
No. It's crap. So, how do I put it? I don't know if you guys heard of the Lil Nas X story, where he's got the music video, what's it called?
Call Me By Your Name, Montero.
Yeah, Call Me By Your Name.
Or Montero, Call Me By Your Name.
Okay, yeah, that's right, right. And he has a music video where he is sliding down a stripper pole.
To hell. In some fire boots. Fire boots. They're right. Nice. They're some really nice boots.
LNX. You know, the whole thing about, but really, It's just really about the fan base
but
getting pissed
all
off.
The tweets are saying Christians are offended or whatever, and I'm like, well, what are Christians doing watching that anyway?
Right. So.
Because they're so strict on that type of stuff, so it's like, why are you watching that? How'd you come across it?
So Lil Nas X teams up with Mischief to release Satan Shoes. So, and that was the thing with Nike. It was like some Air Max, some black Air Max 97s with a pentagram, like four pentagrams, two on the insole and then like two metal pentagrams on the outside. And so it says here on TMZ, Lil Nas X is fully leaning into his new hellish aesthetic, teaming up with an idea org to release Satan Shoes, this on the heels of polarizing music video on the same project. The name, oh wait, the rapper pop star is putting out a limited release of Nike sneakers that are all about the Prince of Darkness and his kingdom. Right down to the box artwork and even the shoe design itself, which features a pentagram emblem sitting on the laces. So, the shoe body is an Air Max 97, which Mischief, the company behind this campaign, has reinvented with Nas X's new Montero song and video in mind. It's got a Bible scripture emblazoned on the side, Luke 10:18, which references Satan's banishment from heaven. There's also a 666 reference towards the back of the shoe, with another number in front of it alluding to which limited unit it is. Word Mischief / Nike are only dishing out 666 to the puppies, to the public, of the puppies to the public. So if you have 6/666, that seems to mean you got the sixth model. Here's the kicker. Apparently these shoes will contain one drop of human blood somewhere along the soles, and no, not a metaphorical blood. Blood, sweat, and tears of factory workers who will presumably put these together like actual plasma-filled red stuff. Unclear whose blood exactly is being used for this, but it's provocative without a doubt. Of course.
The blood's gotta be kept.
Right, so that was the crazy thing behind that. But, it's just the controversy behind, you know, all the hate he's getting behind, not just that, but, you know, the music video as well.
Right. He's just expressing, you know, what he wants to put out. I'm like, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Because it's not really hurting anybody. It's your job to make sure your kids aren't, like, listening to that type of stuff. So it's like, if that bothers you, make sure your kids aren't listening to that.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. I'm looking for this tweet.
It's not his job to be like, oh, yeah, let me make sure that all these kids in all these different areas of the world are, like, not listening to this. And his audience isn't even catered to children, so.
So, Governor Kristi Noem, and these are tweets, man. They be having the scoop on these motherfuckers. Governor Kristi Noem tweets, our kids are being told that this kind of product is not only okay, it's exclusive. But do you know what's more exclusive? Their God-given eternal soul. We are in a fight for the soul of our nation. We need to fight hard, and we need to fight smart. We have to win. And then Lil Nas replied, you're a whole governor, and you aren't here tweeting about some goddamn shoes. Do your job. Candace Owens says, We've turned George Floyd, a criminal drug addict, into an icon. We are promoting Satan's shoes to wear on our feet. We got Cardi B named as Woman of the Year, but we're convinced it's white supremacy that's keeping Black America behind. How stupid can we be? Lil Nas X says, you know you did something right when she talks about it. It says, what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Matthew 16:22, Governor Christie. And then shoot a child in your mouth when I'm riding. Montero 108. He's out of pocket. He said, do you still see your dad? He said, yep, I might fuck yours. And Jordan Lucas said this on I-28. That at Lil Nas video is wild. But as an artist, he doing everything he's supposed to do. Creating viral moments, making people talk, and creating content he already knew he was going to react to. It's a formula guaranteed to work. I doubt he actually worships the devil. I think the biggest problem for me is the fact he don't understand Old Town Road is every kid's anthem. Children love him for that record. They tuned in and subscribed to his channels. So with no disclaimer, he just dropped some left field-ish and all our kids seen it. SMH. It was like, I would hate to be a critic, but everyone's a critic at this point. Everyone has something to say about it, and it's like,
literally everyone has something to say about it.
Right, everyone has a view on it, everyone has something to say.
And honestly, the only opinion that matters is his. And his
and the people is letting them fucking put it out there.
Yeah, his shit. Producers, it's, his team, all of that.
Those people like this shit.
Right. So those are the opinions that really matter. It doesn't really matter what any of us think. The haters, the fans that enjoy it, it doesn't matter what any of us think. What matters is, you know, do they fucking like that shit? Yes. Okay. So they're gonna put it out. Just right. Like any other artist.
Right. Yeah, if they like it, they love it.
Right.
And I'm just like, for one, all these other music videos be having all kind of shit.
A lot. And guess who be sitting in front of that TV watching it?
The kids. So we just gotta watch
our kids. Kids are dancing to Megan Thee Stallion.
We can't blame him for putting up what he wants. We can't control him.
They're dancing to Cardi B.
And, you know, this is unconstitutional. You know, you guys love sipping on that unconstitutional tea.
So I'm like, yeah, like, people really should not be hating on him, because it's like, all these other artists are putting out a lot of stuff that is, you know, pretty explicit.
It says, Nick Adams, clowns like Lil Nas X.
And kids come across it.
This, whoever this guy is, Nick Adams in USA. Says, clowns like Lil Nas X and I am Cardi B can last 30 seconds on a debate stage with the likes of real Candace O. And then Lil Nas says, you can't last 30 seconds in bed with your wife. And then he said, I literally sing about lean and adultery in Old Town Road. You decided to let your children listen and blame yourself. That's what I'm saying. It's like, if we're not paying attention to what they're listening to, then it'll get away with anything. Like, you know, Pumped Up Kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds happy. Oh, but you're not, you know, thoroughly listening to it. You know, it just sounds cool.
Right.
So, people...
And then it's like, we grew up listening to stuff that was inappropriate for us to listen to, but it's because, you know, we were in the car with our parents or our older siblings, and they were listening to that stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why are you so pressed about him?
Yeah, he's reacting pretty hard to this. He's just got a lot of clapbacks for everybody.
I mean, it's understandable for him to feel the way he does, because it's like, people have been doing this type of stuff for years, and y'all just want to nitpick at certain people because of their sexuality overall.
Mm-hmm. Here's another tweet from him. He said, there was no system involved. I made the decision to create the video. I am an adult. I'm not going to spend my entire career trying to cater to your children. That is your job.
Because you want to know what's really, like, wild? Okay. My older siblings and my mom, they would listen to the band Evanescence a lot. And so I grew up listening to that. And eventually, I, got a couple of CDs of Evanescence, and I, would go on the computer and, like, go on YouTube, and I would watch their music videos, and Evanescence would talk about dying and not wanting to live, and the music videos would have, like, demons in it, and drowning, and just really fucked up shit, and my mom knew what I was watching. She knew what I was listening to. She didn't stop it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I got away with listening to, certain music, but our parents are just like, it's music. It's whatever. They hear curse words all the time.
That's what I'm saying, and I'm like, that's like hellish and all that, so I'm like, why do they have a problem with this type of hellish shit? It's like, hellish type of music and those types of images and music videos have been going around for years, decades.
Yeah, and it's like, have people forgot about the right to freedom of speech?
Right.
So y'all just want to take away this man's rights. That's what you're telling me.
Right. And I'm pretty sure they're just nitpicking because of his sexuality. Just like what they did with JoJo Siwa. Once she came out as gay, oh my god, they attacked her. Oh, my kids aren't going to listen to you anymore. Why? Because I'm gay? I'm putting out positive shit, but you have a problem with it? You have a problem with me, your kid listening to me because I'm gay? Like, that's fucked up. I'm not saying she said that, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure she was thinking that. Like, that's, like, what the fuck? Like, my sexuality should not matter. I'm not pushing my sexuality on your kids.
Right.
I was just putting it out there that, yeah, this is what I am. Because she's proud of it. Because she's proud of it.
I could, be open with y'all.
Right. So I'm like, it's just crazy how shitty, like, and hypocritical, like, people are. And how nitpicky cancel culture really is. It's like, y'all don't cancel everything, and that's why I don't like cancel culture, because y'all just nitpick at certain things to cancel. You're not canceling all of these things.
Y'all ain't canceling nothing.
Right, honestly.
So he tweets out, there's a mass shooting every week that our government does not. There's nothing to stop. Me sliding down a CGI pole isn't what's destroying society.
Honestly.
He said, y'all saying a gay nigga twerking on a CGI scene is the end of times, like slavery and the Holocaust didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, dear 14-year-old Montero, I wrote a song with our name in it. It's about a guy I met last summer. I know he promised to never come out publicly. I know he promised to never be that type of gay person. I know we promised to die with the secret, but this will open doors for many other queer people to simply exist. You see, this is very scary for me. People will be angry and they will say I'm pushing an agenda. The truth is, I am the agenda to make people stay the fuck out of other people's lives and stop dictating who they should be. Sending you love from the future. LNX.
Wow.
That's deep.
Yeah. That's pretty much the tea on that.
Yeah. And then what else happened? Well, Zan and Supreme Patty.
Honestly,
apparently there's a fight.
I'm not even sure who Supreme Patty is.
It's like this kid who does hijinks on YouTube. But okay, so Patty's wearing like a hold on. Okay.
That's not
Lil Xan, my bad. Lil Xan, he's like, his eyes are like low and his mouth, he's doing that thing he does with his mouth.
Yeah, I'm like, he's gotta be stoned off his ass.
Yeah, he's got on his little beanie and a yellow shirt. He's next to a guy who's like covering his face. He's not even like wearing the mask. He's covering it with something, right? And then Supreme Patty's on the other side wearing like a gray flannel from Target or something. And he's telling this nigga he's finna kill him. And he told him to shut the fuck up, my bad. I mean, to mix up his words. So they were like, I can't even explain what happened. It looks like he was like trying to grab him. And he like had like a slow ass reaction.
Cause he's high. It was like
he tried to grab him, but it's like nothing even really happened because he was trying to get to him.
Alright, so he grabbed like his shirt and like let go in like a matter of like 5 seconds. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure the only thing that hurt in that situation was the people gripping on his neck right here. And like the fact that Supreme Patty went and reached for his shirt and he grabbed his like nipples and tugged on that. Like, I'm pretty sure that hurt. So I'm like, yeah, poor Lil Xan's nipples, but
R.I.P. And he's just standing there like, I can't believe
well, look at his neck.
Bro.
Why was he?
Security had already pulled this boy.
They were like holding his neck.
So here it goes again. So yeah, you tried to grab him.
Why
and
is
security
his hand
pulled
around
him off.
His neck though? Like he's choking.
Yeah, the other security guard just was holding him by the neck.
Choking him out. I feel like Supreme Patty was probably drunk, right? Like aggressively
drunk.
Lil
Xan was talking shit like, I got more money than you.
Well, yeah, but I'm like,
I'm a better rapper than you, some dumb shit like that. I don't know, you never know what happened or why it happened, so let's see.
Right, but a mature person would just ignore that.
Lil Xan denies drunken fight with Supreme Patty as they troll one another. Mm-mm. So, apparently.
Because it wasn't really a fight, so I guess you could deny it. It was more of a snatch and grab. Snatch, grab, and pull away. Because they were pretty much pulled apart, like, in a matter of seconds. Didn't leave much time.
So, Supreme Patty had tweeted, Lil Xan is a fucking pussy. He threw a drink on me at an event we both got booked at, and when I tried confronting him, his security pulled me away. Grow the fuck up. Wow. World star. According to reports, Lil Xan and Supreme Patty got into a fight at a club in Florida. Lil Xan was allegedly blacked out drunk and threw a drink on Patty. Then Xan got charged by Patty before altercation was stopped by security.
Oh, do you think our laundry's done?
Blacked out, Lil Xan. He said, blacked out? Who reports this? We invited you to our show, then you pretended like you got booked for it to make you look good. We let you into our section, and when you started drinking everyone's bottles...
Yeah, I did see that. I saw that comment.
So here's a message thread. Supreme Patty, what you think? Change the chat theme. You're a bastard. Lil Xan got his ass laid out by Frito-Lay's talking shit. This fool's just talking shit.
Should we just end it here now?
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, as always, thank you so much for joining us today on Talking with Cannabis for this episode of Stupid Buddies. I don't know if we're going to keep this name or not. Kai picked it. It's kind of funny. We're rolling with it. So let's take this last bong hit and... we're gonna dip out.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Okay, stop. As always, stay lit.
Wait a minute.
And take care of yourselves and each other. Bye, y'all.
Would you say that was the bomb?
No. The bong hit wasn't, the episode was. The bomb. Anyways, bye y'all.